Get back in. All right, so here we are. Welcome back into the Trail Count episode 4 podcast. We welcome all of our new people here on IG Live, first ever episode here on IG Live. So thank you guys for tapping in and showing some love to your boy. Of course, you got the handsome heel himself, your boy Trail, the one and only, and of course my man Julian Bell. How you doing tonight, brother?
Doing good.
Like I was saying before we actually went live here, I was just saying we had a couple of issues with the microphones and the audio on Jules' end, okay? But we're ready to roll. Shout out to my boy right there, Googman, checking in. What's up, Googman? How you doing tonight, baby? Thank you for showing that love right there and checking in with us. So tonight's episode is a loaded episode. Of course, we just finished Friday Night SmackDown. Of course, we're going to cover Rajah Jackson, who got arrested, I think it was yesterday or the day before, for the brutal, unnecessary beatdown and assault. So I'm all for him getting what he deserves, man, straight up. So let's talk about how I've been doing, man. So a little bit off topic. So first of all, I know a lot of you guys have been asking when I'm going to get back into the fitness content on my fitness account. I'll tell you with that, crazy story. So one of my clients, one of my good buddies, Andres, was supposed to meet me at the gym last night to film some content. He actually did show up to the gym last night, right? But this is a funny story because he was going to be my camera guy because of the fact that he was an actual paying customer. He was coming to the gym paying for his training, but he finished up his training. So I told him that instead of re-ing up on the training that, you know, I would train him for free if he would help film my fitness content. So he shows up to the gym last night, right? And we get to talking about a whole bunch of other shit, right? And or whatever, right? So then at the end of the conversation, he's like, all right, man, you know, it was good talking to you, good seeing you. I'll catch you later. So I'm like, okay. So here's what's crazy, right? So I'm not thinking, right? You know, I'm like, all right, man, I'll see you tomorrow, whatever. So then I get into my warm-up, my workout. But then I'm like, wait a minute. He's not supposed to be leaving. He's supposed to be here recording. and the thing is, what's funny about it is like, because I'm so slow to the point, I didn't even realize, you know, what he had done until I had finished my entire warm-up, man. And I had got to my first workout, my main set. And like mid-set, I'm like, wait a minute. He's supposed to be here recording. Like, why did he leave? Like, you know what I mean? And he's probably going to see this pod and be like, yeah, I'm talking shit about you, Andres. You checked out on me last night. And I'm pretty sure he left and went to the bar. You know what I mean? But whatever. But we're going to link back up again. He's a good guy. Shout out to Andres, though. But that's a funny story. But anyways, top of the hour here, big story, of course, like I said before, Rajah Jackson getting arrested for the assault. Do you know what was the day that he got arrested? Was that like yesterday? And for all you who don't know, that's the son of Rampage Jackson. For everybody let's know, the son of Rampage Jackson got arrested. But go ahead. What are you going to say? So do we know what those charges are? Like, I mean, hopefully they throw the book at this dude, man. So for everybody that doesn't know, well, I mean, most of you know what happened. You know, this kid totally goes off the rails, you know, over a situation that had already been squashed. So my thing with it, and I know everybody's saying like, oh, well, you know, he had a receipt coming and all this. But here's the thing. Like I said before in a previous pod, you know, these guys had already squashed the beef. He had already apologized to him about the misunderstanding. And then, you know, you go to the show, you sit in the crowd like a fan, and then you hop the barricade, you go past security, and you assault this guy. And not only do you assault this guy, but you lay it into this guy so bad that you almost killed him. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, I feel like he should be getting charged with attempted murder. That's just me. And maybe everybody's like, oh, that's a little bit. No, that's not. That was attempted murder is what it was. This guy, come on, man. You're a pro MMA fighter, right? After the first shot, this guy was already pretty much, as they say, he was unconscious. And there was several more shots after the initial punch. It was just totally unnecessary what he did. So he definitely needs to get the book thrown at him so he can learn his lesson, man. That's just my opinion of it. I know not everybody is agreeing with, you know, what I have to say on that, but that's totally my opinion on it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man, for sure. So we'll continue looking at that story and seeing what's going on with that. This crazy stuff, man, going on. But also, dude, I want to talk about something else. So, dude, so I was, you know me, man. I'm all over IG. I'm all up in the wrestling community. I'm on all the news pages, you know. And, you know, a lot of these pro wrestling, whatever you want to call them, sports influencers who post the stories and whatever. I mean, it's trendy. To me, it's a trendy thing for these guys to promote the whole aspect of WWE tickets being too expensive, and then the whole, you know, them up in arms about WrestleMania being hosted in Saudi Arabia in 2027, the whole thing, and even them going back to Vegas again for WrestleMania 2026. Just, you know, their whole narrative to me has been rage bait, right? To paint this picture that things are just way too expensive. And then, so of course, you know me, man, you know, I'm always in the comments, you know, I come in there, you know, shaking the tree, pissing people off, you know, talking shit to the brokies out there, you know, talking, you know, you know, so, you know, I like to mess with them, man. So anyway, I'm in there talking my shit. So some guy comments under my comment, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, because I was saying about how, like, I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania. You know, I mean, unless, you know, something crazy happens, I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia, right? So I'm talking about that in the comments to somebody else. Obviously, I'm going to be in Vegas next year for the show. But anyways, so this guy, he sub-comments, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, you saying that you're going to Saudi Arabia is not a flex. And I'm like, dude, I never said it was a flex. You're just the broke ass that can't go. So now you're trying to come on here and make it about whatever, right? But since you want to go there, it actually kind of is a flex. Traveling to any other country is a major flex, actually. A major flex is not being an ignorant person who has never left their zip code. That's a flex, okay? So to that guy out there and anybody else that agrees with that clown, that it definitely is a flex. But at the time, I wasn't trying to flex. I've been to several countries or whatever. I was just telling it like it is. I was like, hey, you know, I'm still gonna go to WrestleMania even if it is in Saudi Arabia. You know, even, you know, and honestly, this is not gonna be the first show that goes international. You know, obviously they're already looking at Japan, they're looking at, you know, Paris, they're looking at London, so all those things of that nature. So I'm down for all of it, man, you know. So okay, yeah, Italy, there you go with Italy. Like, I'm down with Italy, you know what I mean? You know, all that. So, I mean, they're going to have to get used to it. And you already know my stance on it. Like, you know what I mean? Look, if you ain't got the money, you ain't got it, right? Like, I ain't on here to shame nobody, but it's like this, bro. Like, we just, it at this point it's getting exhausting, right? Like we got it. You don't got the money, or maybe you have the money and you don't want to pay for whatever. We just don't care, right? Die hard pro wrestling fans that got that money in the bank. We heading out. That's it. We outside with it, right? So, but and then what's killing me, the funny part about it, is the people that think it's one thing, you know, again, right? Just because you feel like something is not worth investing in, or you don't have it to invest, right? Or whatever, okay, but it's one thing. But then they get online and they say stupid things like, oh, well, I'm just not gonna watch anymore. I'm gonna boycott WWE. Bro, this is a $1 billion business, right? And it's like not even wrestling, right? Like with anything, people are always like, anytime something doesn't go their way or a company supports something that they don't like, whether it be like, you know, Tesla or whether it be whoever else, whatever company out there, whatever they don't like, whatever, they always say the same shit. Oh, well, I'm just going to boycott them. You ain't boycotting no $1 million, $1 billion business. They ain't going nowhere just because you, right, just because you stop supporting or you stop buying or whatever it is, man, like they're not going nowhere. They're not going nowhere. You know what I mean? So to me, that just, it's like, I don't know if they get online and say these stupid things because they believe it or because they just want attention. Like, hey, look at what I said. Like, look at how cool and different I'm being, right? I don't understand it, right? And at this point, it's like beating a dead horse. Like, I'm not going to spend every episode, you know, talking about these guys because it's pointless. It's the same, you know. And honestly, these type of fans, like, honestly, I'm glad that TKO is outpricing them, you know, because they're saying, oh, well, you know, back in the day, you know, I was able to go to a show for $100. Now it's like $300-$400 or whatever the case is. You know what? Hey, I'm glad these people can't afford it no more. Good riddance. Get out of here. I'm glad because I don't even want you in my fan base anymore. It is people like that that is the reason that other fan bases of other industries, like, you know, like football, basketball, whatever else, you know, UFC. This is the reason they don't take us seriously. It's because we got to do, right? We got to move the circus out of town. And the reason I say that, because we got a bunch of clowns. And we gotta move them out of town. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. That's the problem, right? And then you also got your undercover fans, but that's for another episode. I got a whole episode written out for the undercover fans. I can't stand them, but we're not even, because if we do that, we're going to be up on here for a whole another 30, 40 minutes. I'm not even going to open that can of worms tonight, right? But anyway, let's move it to, so we have Friday Night SmackDown tonight, big show, the go-home show, that's setting up for, obviously, ESPN, big show tomorrow on ESPN, the first ever WWE live event streaming on ESPN. Even if you aren't a wrestling fan, but you're a sports fan, I damn sure know that you have seen all the coverage on ESPN going down. So it's happening. Yep. Yeah, Stephen A. I'm not even gonna get started on Stephen A. though. But go ahead. Yeah. So that's been a whole thing. So SmackDown jumps off, man. Your boy Brock Lesnar back in the building this week. He did not rip his pants by accident. So, but comes out there, supposedly was supposed to have an interview with Michael Cole, right? Michael Cole never makes it to the back because Brock Lesnar comes out and hits your boy Corey Graves. So Corey Graves jumps in the ring to, I don't even know why he got up in the ring. I don't even know. I already knew. As soon as I seen my man's in the ring, I'm like, it's lights out for you, my boy. It's lights out, because he gets in the ring to attempt to, I don't know, to get Brock to stop bullying Michael Cole or whatever, because it's assumed that, you know, Brock was gonna put the beat down on Michael Cole, but then Corey Graves jumps in there and hits Corey Graves with the F5, a beautiful F5, I might say, flawless F5. You know, Corey Graves shout out to your boy Corey Graves and back in there taking bumps and doing stunts, man. I thought he was injured, but apparently he's, you know, in a good enough health to take two L5.
Pretty much over because he had it too many, you know. So, you know, that's where he found his second, you know, play by play announcer. And so he's been there pretty much ever since. And so tonight really was his actual first time really taking bumps like that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was, bro, that was more than a bump. I mean, he tossed this man like 30 feet in the air. But, I mean, it was good. It was well executed. Like I said, I'm sure he's fine. I mean, obviously, I mean, he looked good out there tonight. I was surprised to see him take two of them, much less getting back in the ring. So, but good on him, though. Really good on him. Seeing Corey Graves. I'm not interested in seeing Corey Graves as a wrestler, though. Obviously, that was just, you know, that was just like a angle just for them to hype everybody up for the show tomorrow. John Cena did not come out, and I'm going to get into that. That was the whole purpose of apparently Brock set the whole thing up and used it as maybe like a bait to get John Cena to come out. John Cena did not come out, but I want to say that. So I have a couple of theories, right? And now I know people watching is going to be like, oh, he's got this crazy fan theory or whatever. And maybe it is a crazy fan theory, right? But, I mean, it may not happen tomorrow night. It could happen tomorrow night. It probably won't happen tomorrow night. But, right? But here's what I would do, right? But obviously, I don't write the show, right? So, we didn't see John Cena tonight. I feel like that was done on purpose. I'm not sure. Maybe if that was a schedule thing, he couldn't make it tonight for tonight's show. I know a lot of superstars are already in. They're already in Indy. They're already in Indy. One day ahead, getting ready for the show. Or this could mean something else. I feel like if I'm WWE, I have a big chance to really surprise everybody and do something for the fans. We already heard from Triple H saying that a lot of surprises tomorrow. And again, this is the biggest show I wouldn't say of the year, but this is a landmark type history making show because this is the first WWE event ever on ESPN. So a big deal. So Triple H already said that it's going to be a lot of surprises. I'm pretty sure this is not going to be a lazy show. This is going to be an all out show. They're going to dump everything into this show. You know, dare I say, this may be something close to a WrestleMania type feel. You know what I mean? Here's what I would do with John Cena. We didn't see John Cena tonight, but I would have John Cena show up for this match as the Doctor of Thugonomics. And you see, Brock Lesnar did this whole, oh, I'm a monster, I'm unstoppable, right? And then Michael Cole, you got to look at the little details of the production of the show, right? Michael Cole comes back to the desk and he's like, hey, you know what? If that's the type of Brock Lesnar that John Cena has to face tomorrow, I don't know if he's going to be able to handle it. It's almost like a cue saying that, hey, you know what? John's going to have to reach a little deeper to beat this guy. He's going to have to pull out something else to beat this guy. So I feel like we could see it's a possibility. That's a door there to bring back the persona for one night. Then you got to think about it. This man only has 6 more appearances, right, before he retires. And I mean, that gimmick, that character was a huge part of his career. I think so. You know, while he's paying homage to all these parts of his career, I mean, why not? Let's bring back the Doctor of Thugonomics. That's just me. I mean, it would get a huge pop. That whole building, that whole stadium would go crazy tomorrow night. I'm telling you right now, if the Doctor of Thugonomics shows up tomorrow night, the high school version of me is going to come out. It's going to come out and make an appearance, man. It's like nostalgia from my childhood, man. I grew up I'm a Doctor of Thugonomics, man. You know what I mean? So, man, I would be ecstatic, man, if that happened, right? So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But that's just me throwing it out there. But what do you think about that, man?
Out there. short version. Evelyn didn't even know, you know, wrestling. He just came out there for a cameo appearance.
Yeah, he did bring it back like one time before, a little while back. Yeah, that was crazy. But I'm saying, like, bring this back for a full match. Give me one night, Dr. Thugonomics one night. You know what I mean? That would be cool. And then Brock goes backstage, and then there's also, see, there was so many small moments and Easter eggs in tonight's show. So Brock coming to the back, and then confronting, well, I don't know if it was a confrontation or what that was, that the small interaction with Paul Heyman. What I did notice is that he just says to Paul, hey, you know, we got to talk later. And then he walks off. He doesn't even acknowledge that Bronson Reed is standing right there. Bron Breakker is standing right there. He just blows off the vision. Like, he don't even see those guys. Like, fuck you guys, right? So that was crazy. And then you could see how Bron Breakker was looking at him. I feel like that might have been a little bit of a missed opportunity for Bron Breakker to kind of step in and get in Brock's face or something. And also, here's something else you could do with that, right? I mean, honestly, I would love to see Bron Breakker versus Brock Lesnar, right? Here's something else you could do with that, I feel like. That during the same match tomorrow with him and Cena, obviously, both these guys are mega superstars. You want to protect both of these guys. You don't want anybody. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't say nobody's really going to lose this match straight up clean. Hopefully not. That could have been a moment for Bron Breakker to get in the face of Brock Lesnar, like, hey, man, like, who you think you are rolling up here, you know what I mean, or something like that. But then I think tomorrow, maybe we get Bron Breakker to interfere and cause Brock Lesnar the match against John Cena, which that would be crazy, because then that would end, that would release John Cena to do the next thing, you know what I mean? And then now you open up the thing between Brock and Bron Breakker, where now Brock Lesnar's attention is now on Bron Breakker. You see what I'm saying? So there's something there. So there's so many, you know, for me, man, I'm always watching the small stuff that everybody else misses, right? You know what I mean? Cause I've been watching wrestling all my life, man. So it's like I notice the small little details, the storytelling that leads to bigger things later on, right? And I mean, again, I could be reaching for all of this, but I mean, you never know. You never know, right? Yeah, you never know. And then we go on. Then we had Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss tonight against the Secret Harvest. Of course, they retained the championships. Not a big deal there, usual business. But then we had The Miz on commentary. That, you know, even though Corey Graves obviously, well, storyline-wise, Corey Graves was injured, so he didn't make it back to his seat. Obviously, Michael Cole can't do the show by himself, so they bring out The Miz on commentary for the rest of the night. That was pretty cool. But, dude, The Miz was really good tonight on commentary. Yeah, I feel like he was a natural. Like, I would be cool with The Miz on commentary, like, full time. I was like, oh, wow. Like, even though, like you said, we've heard him before on commentary, but it's like, okay, you know, because everybody comes out there sometimes and does, like, the little, you know, like, okay, I'm just here, you know, doing play-by-play just for this match or whatever, and they leave. But, I mean, he spent, what, the rest of the show, he really, I mean, I feel like maybe they're even testing the waters, maybe, for him to maybe see how he does.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing, testing the water, just to give him a little leeway and see how, you know, hey, how's this gonna go in the near future.
Yeah, he did really good. He did really good. The only part that was funny to me is during tonight, during the Fraxium match against the Vision, he had me laughing because, you know, and, you know, it's always been crazy with me with that, with wrestling, with how they do the top rope. And obviously they have to be safe and get their feet set and everything. But it's always funny because people take like 30 business days on the top rope to get off the top rope. And then it's funny because Nathan Frazier is setting up for his move. I think it was like a splash or whatever it was, a flip or whatever, but he's setting up for his move up the top rope. And The Miz is like, oh, he's wasting no time. And I'm like, he's wasting a lot of time. You know what I mean? It was just funny as hell because he was like, literally, is like, you know, I feel like that was kind of like a bad point to say that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if a guy's on the ground and he's just throwing blows, he's going out, you know, knocking 20 guys out, or he's hitting a bunch of moves like back to back in a sequence, that's a good time to be like, oh yeah, he's wasting no time, or he's getting through this, or whatever you want to say, or whatever. But dude, he literally was on the top rope, like not even moving. Like he was literally like trying to set his feet, and the Miz is like, oh, he's wasting no time, like he's not even moving. So, but I mean, it was like one little small, I mean, to me, it wasn't like, I'm not critiquing the Miz. I love the Miz. He's awesome. I hope that we get to see him. No pun intended right there, but he is awesome. But hopefully we get to see him more on commentary, but he's really good. But it was funny as hell that he said that right when Nathan was like up there, like just like hanging out, like, you know what I mean? Cause it didn't match, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that was pretty funny. And then dude, if nobody caught that one, Jimmy and Jey Uso, pop up on the Titantron or the big screen, and I'm showing my age, cause I'm still say Titantron, but whatever. You know what I mean? But all right, look. So they're up on the big screen, and then they're already in Indy, so they're talking trash to the Vision. But then they're like, yeah. But then Jimmy's like, yeah. And then we're here already. And then he paused because he legit. I mean, I will give him this. He played it off very smoothly. But I don't know if they had been drinking before they did the promo, or he just, like, I don't know, man, like jet lag or whatever. But, like, he's like, we're here live. And then he pauses, and then he looks back because he legit forgot where they were, bro. That shit was funny. But he was slick about it because he was like, oh, yeah, we're in this place. But I think, I don't know. Well, I don't think that maybe he forgot where they were. I think he more forgot what the name of the stadium was. Maybe, because I think that he was going to say we're live here at the so-and-so stadium or whatever, or field house or whatever, but then he forgot what the name was, so he looked back at the banner, you know what I mean? So I like Jimmy, so I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say he didn't forget what state he was in, he just forgot what arena he was at, you know what I mean? Or like, so because he looked back like, oh man, we're here, and I'm like, oh man, like what's going on? I mean, he paused so long, I thought like my stream was like frozen or something. I was like, oh shit, like is it my, you know, okay, you know what I mean? Yeah, and so yeah, that was funny as hell. But I got nothing but love for the Usos, but that was hilarious, bro. You know what I mean? And then after the fact we get Tiffany Stratton. And of course we know what's been going on with Tiffany Stratton having I don't know if they ever put that out. Like she's been having some injury issues or whatever. She was on tonight's show. She cut the promo with Nia Jax and scheduled next week for the triple threat, but she will not be at the Wrestlepalooza. So what's going on with that?
She was on the top. She normally does. Well, when she went for something like that.
You know what I'm getting ready to say? So was it like a concussion, like a slight concussion or something? Because she was on the show tonight. She looked good. I mean, listen, I'm not a damn doctor, but I mean, she looked good tonight. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Right.
So they just said, okay, hey, we'll scrape you off the PLV, scrape you in there for a win. So that's what.
Yeah, because who? Because they replaced her. So tomorrow's night show, she's being replaced by, is it Lara Valkyria? It's Lara Valkyria, right? Or somebody's replacing her tomorrow night. But like I said, she's wrestling next week in the triple threat, though. So, because next week you've got Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, and you've got Nia Jax. And that's on next week's SmackDown on Friday night. Okay. And I assume that's going to be our main event then. Assuming. I mean, I would make it the main event. I mean, it's a world title match. I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass, but I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I would assume that it would be. And then we had Carmelo Hayes and Sami Zayn. Those two guys tearing the house down. You know. Those were banger ass matches, though, bro. The best of, what was it, like a best of seven or some shit they did like that? Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. Well, I feel like he's one of those guys they have on the roster that they really don't know what they want to do with, though. Right? And as much as I love WWE, man, I'm going to say, like, it's a lot of people like that, or a decent amount of people. Now, I'm not going to be one of those fans who are like, oh, well, they're burying this guy. I'm not saying that. Because I don't think that he's getting buried. He's getting the TV time. He's getting the respect. He's getting the big matches. Obviously, again, tonight, he was one-on-one against United States champion Sami Zayn, obviously. So he's getting that. Obviously, he's getting the mentorship. They got him with The Miz. Actually, him and Miz are actually pretty close on the outside of the, like, actually in real life. Those guys are pretty cool with each other. So he's getting all of that, right? And I don't think, and I think he's doing pretty decent in merch and merch sales, doing pretty good in merchandise sales. Right. But I don't think, as far as, like, all right, like, what's the next level for this guy? I don't think that's been figured out yet. Or how to, I mean, obviously, I think, obviously, they want somebody like that to be on top. But it's like, what is the avenue? What is the, as far as your story writing, storytelling, what is that plan to get that guy there? I don't think that, at least as a fan that's taking in the product on a weekly basis, I don't see that. Right. But I mean, I will say this right away. I trust him as a main eventer. I would take him seriously in the main event for a world title or something of that nature. But like right now, I feel like WWE has to get their feet wet and kind of, you know, they got to kind of put the same, you know, kind of do the same thing that they did with Jey Uso, where it's like, hey, you know what? If this guy, Carmelo Hayes, is going to be a next level talent, you got to, at some point, put the rocket on this guy. The same thing with LA Knight. LA Knight is, like, right there, but it's like he's tapping on this glass ceiling that's, like, on top of him and he can't get through, right? And so, yeah, you know, so, I mean, it's like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, I mean, for right now, he's doing pretty good. I feel like they're trying to do something with him and The Miz, or they were kind of, I feel like they were teasing a situation where maybe The Miz turns his back on Carmelo. Even tonight during commentary, Michael Cole is like, hey, don't you think you're a little bit jealous of Carmelo Hayes, or, you know, whatever. And then The Miz, and, you know, of course, The Miz being The Miz, immediately he's like, oh, no, I'm not jealous of anybody or whatever, you know, whatever. But, I mean, are they maybe kind of going that route? Maybe they want to have The Miz turn heel and turn his back on Carmelo, and then you get a Carmelo Hayes Miz feud. Yeah, for sure. But then we'll see what I guess my fear with that. It's that we've seen a lot of people work with The Miz before, and Miz is a great guy. Miz can get you over, but then a lot of those guys, he's had the I mean, we just saw, I'm in a perfect example, right? We just saw Karrion Kross in a whole program with The Miz. And Karrion Kross ain't with the company. He's unemployed. Well, I don't know about unemployed. I take that back. But he's not with the company. He's not with the company. You know what I mean? So that's my thing. You know what I mean? It's almost like, and this is not to the fault of The Miz, but I feel like the trend has been everybody, or almost everybody that goes into a story with The Miz, they go to die. You know what I mean? that's my only thing about that, right? And then, you know, so yeah, we'll see what happens with it, man. So, but I'm a big Carmelo fan, big supporter, always have been. So hopefully, yeah, excuse me, because my Modelo is getting to me. yeah, so we'll see what happens with that, man. So yeah, big show tonight. Honestly, the rest of the show kind of lost me a little bit. I mean, when it comes to go home shows, I kind of zone out a little bit because I already know what to expect. They're not going to give us too much. You're going to get your usual stuff with the contracts, the contract signing Cody Rhodes. And we already knew how that was going to go. Your usual, you know, I mean, the usual way they end a contract signing. I don't have to even go over how that went. But good to see Cody Rhodes back on the screen. Good to see Drew Mack back on the scene. Those guys are going to give us a banger tomorrow night, of course, I'm sure. What are some of the matches on the card that you're looking forward to seeing? Of course.
You see, those two really interact, you know, in a long time since they really together. So that's going to be one thing to watch for. Definitely Cody and Drew McIntyre. That's going, like you said, that's going to be a good one. Really see how things shape out. Whether Cody is gone, retained, or I don't know, maybe they're gonna do some kooky finish or something like that to protect both of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that can go anyway. That's a big open canvas there. And then what's cool is both of those guys really just getting back on TV after being gone for a little bit. Not a crazy long time, but enough time to where we don't really know which way that match is gonna go. So very interesting there. Also very interesting is that, like you spoke about there, the Brock Lesnar John Cena match, the opening match, or at least that was the rumor. That's what I heard. The opening match of the night. That is very interesting because I would assume that would have been your main event right there, right? But because, and then when you get a match that big, that opens up the show. Now I'm like, hey, well, damn, if that's how you're opening, then how the hell are you going to close? Because now I'm looking for a big closer. You know what I mean? That, you know what I mean? So, I'm looking for a big closer now. So, I saw that unless you said, are they? So, something is going to happen. And my thing, what about the CM Punk match with AJ Lee? I feel like that, you know. The co-main event, basically. But honestly, I feel like they could have made that match the main event. But I mean, you know what I mean? With all the hype behind AJ Lee and the build-up and everything, I just feel like that could have been it. I'm not mad at it. I'm happy the match is happening. I don't care what number the match goes. But I'm just saying, if I'm the one, especially if I'm already putting Brock and Cena in the front, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go put AJ Lee on the back. And then Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre is going to be my co-main event. But I'll tell you what, though. Like I'm saying, I feel like, you know, those guys are on last for a reason, right? So, hey, and you know, like I always say, everybody knows that I'm a huge, you know, hey, I mean, everybody knows, right? I'm a huge WWE supporter, TKO. I trust whatever they got going on, right? Even though if it doesn't make sense, and I'm not saying this don't make sense. I'm just saying I just would assume they would have put that last. But, hey, I'm going to do, as I always say, I'm gonna let Papa H cook. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna get in the way of business. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens tomorrow. So yeah, so moving on down, and then so yeah, we end that show. So that's it. So now that's the go home show. I feel like it was a good the Toledo, Ohio crowd, surprisingly, an Ohio crowd. I feel like that was the most lit crowd. And you know, I watch wrestling all week, right? Everybody, I watch it all, man. I watch Raw, AEW, I watch everything that comes on in the week. I'm watching, right? So to me, at least just this week, I'm not saying all time. This week, that was the most lit crowd that I heard all week, which is surprising. Now I've never been in Toledo, but you know what I mean. They ain't got much going on out there, but I mean they was lit though. I mean, SmackDown was probably the biggest thing going on, was happening in town. Probably the biggest thing happening was SmackDown. SmackDown's probably the biggest thing happening out there in town, man. Let's see what else we got here tonight, man. We're going to wrap this thing up, man. Rolling around, man. Let's get down. Well, first of all, man, let's go talking about real world events, man. You know, I've been seeing some stuff going on IG about the iPhone, that new update, that iOS 26 update has been screwing up people's phones or whatever. Now, here's the thing, right? I'm going to say this before you go. I'm going to say this about the iPhone. So I have the iPhone 16, right? Actually, we're recording on my iPhone 16 right now. And what I have here is my other phone that I still have is the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Now, and I'm using it for my notes here for the show, you know, but I'm gonna say this, right? And I guess, you know, well, I'm 37, but I guess, you know, a lot of the young guys I work with are at the gym. They're always messing with me because they're always on me. I guess they look at me like I'm an old man or whatever. Maybe at my older age, because I ain't gonna lie to you. Maybe like when I was a little bit younger, I was super in. I mean, I'm super still into like gadgets and making sure I stay up to date with the new iPhone. Honestly, I'm gonna end up getting the iPhone 17 pretty soon. I usually wait, you know, I never try to get it when it first comes out because they always got some shit going on with them. You know what I mean? I think this new update has to do with any iPhone. I believe so. I could be wrong, right? And you guys can correct me in the comments.
Seminar thing somebody was talking about what's going to be, you know, in the future and all that, pretty much. One thing I do like about 17 is they have three preset cameras. But they got, I guess, your regular camera, and they got, like, I think it's an ultra camera, and then you got one more. It's like three cameras, but they're different. So that's something unique. The way it looks, you know, it's got the thin.
Yeah, I like how thin it is. And the one I'm gonna get, I like that orange one. That's the one I'm gonna end up getting, is probably the orange one. And you know, and of course, you know, all the pores out there. All the poor, that's what I call them, man. When people try to get on social media and throw their financial burden on top of me, who doesn't care, who's got the money, and I'm gonna go out and buy whatever I want. I don't care if you don't, whatever. But the poor have the poor tell it, you know, they're gonna hold on to that phone until it blows up or whatever. They got the eye. They still rocking around here with the iPhone 5 or whatever. You know what I mean? And whatever, that's fine. You know what? If you're not into upgrading your phone every year, that's fine. But don't get on social media with a bunch of excuses if, you know, whatever. But anyway, back to what I was trying to say is that, what I was trying to say is I get made fun of by, like, the young guys in my circle, or younger guys, all right? But, like, I'm talking about, like, 19 or 20, 25, whatever. They'd be like, oh, man, you know, you need to update your phone, man, you know, whatever, right? And I am bad at updating my phone. Like, I'm one of those guys. I'm busy, man. I got a crazy schedule. And a lot of times, and even when I do come home and I have time, I forget about it, right? Because my phone still works, you know, well without doing the updates, right? And so, and even though I can see it, it'll be in my notifications. It'll say, hey, you know, this update's available or whatever, right? And then, so a lot of times, I'm on my phone all day, man. You know me, man, on my phone all day. So a lot of times I don't feel like, you know, putting it in an update mode and having to wait for it to turn back on and do all this stuff. I'll say, oh, you know what? I'll do it before I go to bed, or I'll do it while I'm sleeping. Or I'll probably just forget about it. I'll go to work, I'll go to the gym, and then I'm dog shit tired, and then I just go to bed, I forget about it. And then by the time I'm like, oh, damn, the update, I'm already back in my car and I'm headed to work again. And it's the same cycle. So I always forget to update. And then long story short, so then I end up being like three updates behind or whatever, right? And then honestly, I never update until my phone starts acting goofy. I'm like, all right, now I gotta update. And then I finally get around to doing it because I gotta do it, right? But finally, right, my bad habits have actually paid off because I am not in the mix of those people having problems because I never updated to the 26th. You know what I mean? So now all these people that always want to run and update their phones are having this problem, you know, that I'm not having because I don't know. I don't even know what update I'm even on. I'm probably like prehistoric at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't have to look into it, but now, well, obviously I'm not going to do it now since I'm hearing about all these problems. You know, I'll probably update just a few, because you can do that. You can do that where it's like, you know, if you're like three or four behind, you don't have to go to the latest one. You can go to, well, I think you have to anyways. Even if you want, I believe, and again, you guys watching can comment and stop me if I'm wrong, but I think, you know, even if you wanted to go to the latest one, you would have to work through the other ones. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, you can work, or
your update, so you got like a
lower seated. Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, because I mean, like, you know, yeah, like this is the 16, so I'm sure I can do it here, or I can get the update. Like I said, pretty soon I'll probably, honestly, I think that'll be my Christmas gift to myself. I'll probably get two things I'm getting myself for Christmas, I think, this year. You know, two things. He's like, this guy, hey man, listen. Hey, single, I'm a single guy, no kids, okay? You know, I am my children, all right? So like I said, I'm getting myself an iPhone 17 for Christmas. But I think I'm just gonna pay for it, man. Like, I'm honestly, one thing about it is I'm trying to get off that hamster wheel where it's like, I do that shit every year where it's like, I got this phone and I'm paying for it. Well, they add it to my bill or whatever, you know, I pay for it, but then, you know, and then I trade it in and get something else. No, I'm going to just buy this one straight up and this, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm almost done, you know, paying on this one. This iPhone 12, I bought this one cash back in 2020 when it came out, when I was in Germany, I was stationed in Germany. And for all you guys who don't know, I'm in the military, so I be moving around or whatever. So I was in Germany. I bought this phone cash then. And this one, I just added it to my account, and I just, you know, pay it off. And I'll probably just go ahead and pay that one off when I go buy the iPhone 17 because I'm done, you know, having to worry about shit being added to my bill or whatever. You know what I mean? I want to just own the phone and be done with it. And then it'll be good for my content because then I can continue making content with this phone, the iPhone 16. And then I can utilize, well, I'm sorry. Well, no, actually, I probably will use the 17, the 17 to make my content because 17 is a little bit better with the camera features. And then I can use my 16 to keep up with notes on the podcast, everything else we're doing here. So that would be pretty cool. Two phones like that. And I'll go ahead and retire the 20 here. I don't know. I'll give it to one of my little cousins, something like that. I don't know. You know what I mean? So anyway, man, so yeah, that's what's going on there in real world news. And then we're going to wrap this up, man. We've been on here a while, man. So it's time to get out of here, out here in Los Angeles, man. It is what, 9 p.m. out there for you out there in Arizona too, right? Yeah, I'm trying to get out here. Honestly, now I'm not going to bed. I think I'm going to hop on the P5 right here and jump on. As you guys can see, I got loaded up the new ESPN Unlimited app. I'm not going to lie to you, and I forgot to speak about that too over on SmackDown. Circling back real quick, your boy, man, like, what about the promo they cut there with R-Truth and yeah, man. Yeah. No, the brokey. You still in my words now. Go ahead. But you know what though? Not even though, it's not even that though, because really people, I needed that promo. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. So I had the ESPN, so I've always had the ESPN Plus, the Disney Hulu bundle. And you know me, man, like I have all the apps like Netflix, you know, Paramount Plus, Star, whatever. If it exists as a streaming app, I have it. I'm probably paying like, I don't even know what I'm paying anymore. I'm probably paying like whatever, a couple hundred, I don't know, a couple hundred, or maybe like at least whatever, a decent little amount for apps every month. So I have all the apps or whatever, right? Like Prime Video, all that shit, like Max, whatever, right? So I had the bundle, right? And so I thought when they first came out with it, I thought that it was like, okay, well, if you have the bundle, we're just gonna add the content. I didn't understand it. So I was like, whatever. But I was like, hey, you know what? I'll just figure it out before the show on Saturday. And so today, when I was at work at my desk, I was like, hey, I gotta figure out how to log on. So I get on there and I was able to log into my account. But then I guess I'm the one that's kind of slow here. I don't know about everybody else, but I didn't get it until like, right? So I figured it out for myself. So I had to log into Hulu to update my bundle to the new ESPN Unlimited app that also includes Disney and other thing, right? So now I'm good. And they charged me $5 today because I assumed, because I already was paying for the other bundle. So I think that was like $25 or so that I was already paying every month for the other bundle. And so I guess because of the upgrade, it's only costing you. So basically what I'm saying, if you already had the bundle like me, You're only paying $5 more a month, basically, because we were already paying $25. Now, if you weren't paying for it at all and you can't afford it, then I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. But if you already had the bundle to begin with before any of this stuff came about, then they're only charging you $5 more. Like, you know what I mean? That's it. That's the difference. And another misconception is people think that, okay, well, they're charging me $30 a month per event. They're not. You're paying $30 to use the app unlimited. So even if they have, you know, two or three special events per month, that's covered under $30. You get access to the entire app. You know, you get UFC. Now, I will say, yeah, you can watch everything. Right. Right. So for that $30, you're getting everything for $30 is what I'm saying, right? So now I will say this. Now for the UFC, right? For my UFC fans like myself as well. Now here's the catch on that. Now what I'm hearing that a new deal is coming out in January of 2026 where the UFC, the fight nights, and I'm assuming the also, the pay-per-views are all getting moved over to Paramount Plus.
Yeah, see, because you
had yeah.
Taking place, they got to deal with nothing over there.
Okay, yeah. So they got that going on, which I have that app too. So I'm happy about that because before, now I'm not gonna lie, right? Now I know I be talking shit about people and they money or whatever, but I'm gonna say this now. Now even my money got a limit, okay? Now I will say this, and I wouldn't even say that because I could afford, like, so even with the UFC pay-per-views, UFC charging like $90, $100, $80. I order the fight and I put it back here. I put it back here on the 85-inch. I put it back here and invite, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and invite somebody's baby mama over. Now I'm just playing. But you know what I'm saying? I put it back there. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Here's the whole thing, right? It was smarter to me. I'm like, hey, you know what? I could go out and spend, like, and usually I would. Like, and everybody that knows me has seen me at the bars out here in LA. You know, when they have the UFC, you know, whatever number it is, 305, whatever it is, I go find the bar. I go hang out. I'm going to spend that money anyways out, but I'd rather spend it on, like, food and drinks and having a good time and meeting new people and making friends and interacting, right? Or whatever, instead of spending all that money on just the event, right? So what's cool now is with this deal is that they're putting the pay-per-views on the Paramount, and I think Paramount's going to cost us, like, what is it, like 25, 30 bucks? I think Paramount's going to go up a little bit in pricing, right? And that's fine. That's fine. I'll happily pay the 25, 30 bucks a month for the Paramount app where I can, you know, I know now, okay, hey, I can turn on UFC, and I'm good here at the house. You know what I mean? And that's cool. That's cool. So I'm down with that. So that's the only catch with that. But everything else, yeah. So, I mean, I like what they're doing with the whole TV deals and all this. The only thing that I would like to see happen a little bit differently, and maybe I'm just being biased because that's just me. Now, I was paying like 80 bucks a month, whatever, for like Sling TV. It's just, but I wasn't using this shit, man. The only reason that I got it is because it was allowing me to also use, and that's why I pay 80 bucks. I had some add-ons on there. I had like the no ads and I had some other stuff on there, but I also had the NFL, the Red Zone. So it was allowing me to, yeah, it was letting me use Red Zone, on there. And then also for Raw on Mondays, you know, being here on the West Coast, we do have that tape delay where, you know, on most of the platforms, you had to wait like whatever, like 3 hours after Raw was already off the air to watch it, to watch a replay, right? But then on Sling TV actually had where Raw was coming on the same time as the East Coast with everybody else. So I like that. So then, and then SmackDown as well, and then everything else. But then I really wasn't using it for much else. And then I found the option to be able to stream, you know, Raw and SmackDown through other sites for free. So I was like, even though I was like, whatever, like, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to get rid of it. So I did. So I would like, and obviously now, you know, as soon as Raw moved over to Netflix, that's now taken care of because I can watch Raw on Netflix, and I still stream SmackDown on Fridays because they're on USA still, I think, right? Or USA, and then NXT's over on CW, which I don't have CW, so I stream. So I would like to see NXT and SmackDown move over to ESPN. You know.
Switching over pretty much, so the whole tape library, like I said, tape library, they don't know what they're gonna do with that yet, really much. So right now, they don't even know what they're gonna do. We don't see what exactly happens with the actual library. They say ESPN could be. We don't know yet. It's just, you know, a matter of, hey, where do you want to take it? So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I don't want my AEW fanboys to get mad at me, so I guess I got to talk about this real quick. I know. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, man. We've been on here close to an hour, so we're gonna wrap it up for this week's pod. But speaking of which, tomorrow night we are gonna try to get back on for you guys again. Tomorrow night after AEW's All Out pay-per-view and Wrestlepalooza on ESPN wrap up. We're going to jump back on here and tap into those shows. Usually we only do these every Monday night and every Friday night, but we're going to give you guys a bonus episode. And all you guys here on Spotify for tapping in with me. Thank you for tapping in with me tonight and shopping with your boy tonight. We're going to make sure we get that that pod recorded and over to you guys as well. But anyway, I know they're going to get mad at me if I don't talk about All Out. Obviously, we know that that show is kicking off, well, West Coast time. And I'm sorry for all my East Coast people. I'm just not tapped in with the, you know, I'm on West Coast time. So I know it's 12 p.m. tomorrow for the AEW show and then 2 p.m., right? Well, 2 p.m. for the East Coast, for 3 hours. 2 p.m. And then right after, of course, like I said, Wrestlepalooza, 4 p.m. here on the West Coast and 7 p.m. going down out there. So you got two back-to-back shows, man. So we're getting about, I would assume that both shows are going to be about 4 hours apiece. I would assume. But you know, WWE likes to get up out of there. I would say that All Out is probably going to be about 4 hours, but I think Palooza will be like three.
Schedule and they don't overlap some matches, that people should be off the air no later than 2:30.
And then you got the post press conference too.
You know what?
If they give us one.
They stopped doing press
conference. Oh, really?
Yeah, they stopped doing press conference. I guess because a lot of them
were asking stupid ass questions. Stupid as somebody messed it up for the whole group. But you know what? I've always been saying that they should only invite in certain, trusted people. I feel like they should be more vetted. Like, stop letting everybody up in there. You know what? Get your boy Trell out there. Get the Trell Count podcast at the press conference. Bring me in. Bring me in. I'm gonna ask all the hard hitting questions, but I'm gonna be fair and I'm not gonna mess it up. You know. So if you're watching this, are you listening to me on Spotify or Apple podcast, or whatever? Hey, get your boy Trell out to the WWE press conference. Let's go, baby. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're still gonna do that one. Yeah, they're still gonna do those. But I'm gonna miss the press conferences, man. I was looking forward to the press conference.
Yeah, Jackie Rand, she'll be with the company because she had left.
Yeah, I mean, he's cool, man. I'm not super big on Wade. I have no problem with Wade Barrett, but I don't get excited over Wade Barrett. I don't know. Booker T was great last Friday, but he already said, I listened to his, that's my favorite podcast, is the Booker T's Hall of Fame podcast. If you guys have not listened, like, go follow that podcast. Obviously, well, first, make sure you go follow the Trell Count. But when you do that, make sure you also follow the Hall of Fame podcast with Booker T. Great podcast. I mean, just, he has me laughing. I listened to that podcast on the way to work, back and forth, man. He's got me laughing the whole car ride. You know what I mean? He's got me laughing.
He wanted to train Jay Cargill.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard him say that. Yeah.
So he wanted to train Jay Cargill.
He wants to bring her over to his promotion, The Reality of Wrestling, which I've never, have you ever watched that? I've never watched The Reality of Wrestling.
Yeah,
Is it on like YouTube or something? It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
The Elephantu came from pretty much. So, yeah, he can work with her. Hopefully, that does happen. This agency that brings, you know, it's just she needs a little fine tuning in the ring.
People keep on saying, I feel like. She gets a lot of hate. Even when she was in AEW, everybody was like, oh, she's not all that, or she's this. I don't know, these fans, man. I don't know. But I mean, I'm not saying you. I mean, what you said was fair. I mean, even Triple H, I mean, even Booker T said that she needs some fine tuning. Triple H has also said the same thing. So that's fine. But I'm talking about like just the pure hate that she sometimes gets. You know, and a lot of these fans, man, a lot of these fickle ass big back fans, man, you know, thing about them is that they get on here and they say the most goofiest stuff, man. They get on here and they say, oh, well, this person doesn't have any talent. And it's crazy because some of the most just out of shape, overweight, no talent, having ass people have all these opinions. Like, they can barely even get up to walk, but they're talking about somebody can't wrestle. And you can barely even walk. If I told you right now to get off the couch and go take a walk, that's a whole task. You might not even be able to do it. You know what I mean? So, but then you want to get online and talk about somebody can't wrestle. That's crazy to me. That's real crazy to me. At least back in the day, right? Back in the day, if you was going to talk shit about somebody back in the day, it was like you were in that same circle as them, right? Like if I'm a pro wrestler and this guy's a pro wrestler and I decide to come out and say this guy can't wrestle, whether it was true or not, I mean, I can say whatever I want because I'm a pro wrestler. I'm in the industry. I can say whatever the hell I want. Nowadays, man, you got some 120-pound punk that bags groceries down the street that ain't never stepped foot in the gym talking about somebody can't wrestle or somebody's not talented or whatever the hell. He don't even belong even opening his mouth about that. Like, it's crazy, man. Just this generation is like anybody and everybody feels entitled to talk shit about somebody that they can't even stand in the same room with. And to me, that's insane. That's crazy behavior. You know what I mean? But anyway, we got to jump up out of here, man, because we already knee deep in it. And, you know, we'll be here all night, man. You know, we'll have a 2-hour pod, but we ain't going to do that. But we're gonna tap back in with you guys again tomorrow night. Check back for us here. For another episode of the Trail Count Podcast, where we will be covering the fallout from AEW All Out and Wrestlepalooza on ESPN. Make sure you guys tap in. If you haven't got the app, download the app, man. Spend some money. Don't be cheap, man. Support the brand. Support the product, man. Don't be that guy. I mean, hey, if you're going to tap in with your VPN, if you're going to tap in, what's that they using? The Shark VPN with Stephanie McMahon. The Shark VPN, yeah. Hey, man, tap in the VPN. Whatever you're going to do, man, tap in. Watch the show, man. And you know what? Even some of you guys listening and watching right now, man, if you're not a wrestling fan, you know, whatever opinion you have, try it out, man. Look, tomorrow, turn on ESPN. You're going to see some real special stuff. And, hey, you may decide that, hey, you know what? You may decide that, hey, you know what? This wrestling stuff is okay. This wrestling stuff is okay, man. You know, so yeah, check it out. So anyways, thank you guys, everybody on Spotify, all platforms for listening in tonight, wherever you may be. Thank you everybody here. This is our first time on IG Live. Thank you guys for coming in here and listening to us run our mouth all night. And we will check back in with you guys again. Until then, stay safe, stay tight, stay paid, and we out of here.